This winter, the Idaho legislature has considered a range of what are sometimes called message bills to convey dissatisfaction with how federal agencies are managing public lands. But the latest proposal from one conservative lawmaker went too far even for the Republican majority in the State House. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Federal agencies control about 62% of the land base of Idaho, one of the highest percentages in the country. State Representative Judy Boyle wanted to make a point to the feds, no more public land for you without the Idaho legislature's consent. But fellow lawmakers balked. Boise attorney Dennis Radoka spoke for many when he testified the measure would infringe on the rights of property owners to sell or donate their land to the federal government.
And forces private property owners to get the approval of the House, Senate, and governor before concluding a business transaction. I do not believe such an additional burden is justified.
The prime sponsor of the measure to limit new federal land acquisitions twice visited the anti-government protesters who occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in eastern Oregon earlier this winter. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.